That you just faced first big win, second time. Just give me the mental approach.
We were going into this game like a heavyweight fight, and you know, in a fight, one person's going to win, one person's going to lose, and we weren't going to be the ones to lose that fight. So I'm happy we won.
You know the Chiefs. I mean, they had this one circle since a couple weeks ago, huh?
Yeah, they definitely do, and you know they're calling it a revenge game, and you know we're knowledgeable of that, and we know that, and we're going to go in there with the same type of mindset.
Derek said Sunday night that he could feel a real chemistry kind of forming between the you two. Mm-hmm. Have you kind of sensed that too? That it's been improved?
Yeah, definitely. You know, out here in practice. We're working hard every day to, you know, continue to develop that chemistry. And, you know, as these games come and then even as next year comes up, we're going to continue to get better.
What areas have you seen him progress the most as a quarterback so far?
Just his comfort level. He's got so much to think about before the play. He's got to check the play. He's got to look at the blitzes, the coverages. And he's comfortable right now, and it's really good.
It seems like you really control the middle of the field, really. Is that just kind of something game plan specific, or are there things from that tape that you can apply to future games?
A little bit of both. Yeah. A little bit of both. Yeah, I was finding the seams, finding the areas out there, and you know, a lot of really good plays called by Coach Ole. So it was really good.
Have you seen the Mike Mayock clip?
Yeah, recently? I did see that.
Because he said that you had approached him, was it the combine?
It was my pro day.
Pro day, you have me rated too low, and then he says, well, I guess he's right and I'm wrong.
Yeah, I said it in a nice way. I said, hey, you put your top five tight ends out and you didn't put me in there, so I'm glad he's taking notice now.
To have people on a national stage kind of take a notice of what you're doing, how cool is that? You must have got a ton of texts and stuff from the other day.
I mean, it's awesome. That's one of the reasons I do what I do. And, you know, I go out there and I work hard. It's not only for myself. It's for my family. It's for the last name on my back and, you know, my teammates. And it brings notoriety to everybody when we win.
Mike, how important is it getting a road win under your belt, especially at Arrowhead, such a tough place to play?
I mean, it's huge. We're looking ahead and we're looking for this next game. And we're looking for that road win.
Are you much of a – there was a lot of John going on back and forth with the 49ers and the Raiders the other day, and the Chiefs and the Raiders were kind of a heated rivalry. Mm-hmm. How much talking do you do? Would you consider yourself a trash talker, or do you kind of like don't want to get thrown off your game, or how do you –
Yeah, on offense, I got so much stuff to think about. I can't worry about talking mess to somebody else. But if somebody says something to me, I'm definitely not going to back down. But, yeah, I'm too focused on the next play.
But do you find the guys, especially when you were a rookie last year, the guys were trying to maybe get in your heads a little bit?
Yeah, sometimes they do, but usually those are guys that get beat all the time, so.